Hello, I'm Julie Wills, a member of the United Church Winchester. I'm retired now, but in my working life, among other things, I've been a youth officer for the Church of England, a producer of religious programmes for the BBC, and a training officer for the Methodist Church. I'd not call myself a theologian in the academic sense, but I would call myself a theologian in the literal sense of the meaning of the word theology, God talk. And here I find myself introducing the next four sessions in this first section, Know It. Howard Meller will be introducing Nourish It and Tim Clifford, Live It. And just to clarify, these audio introductions are not an audio version of what you'll read in the book under the heading Checking the Root. They're more our personal reflection on the theme for the session. This first session is entitled My Story. It's an opportunity for each one of us to think about how far we've come in our own Christian faith, whether it be a short journey or a long one. So I thought it might be helpful to tell something of my own personal story of faith. Yours will be different from mine, but I hope that some of mine will resonate for you. To some extent, I feel like I've been a Christian since a very early age, although I come from a family who would not profess any faith. I was sent to Sunday school and went willingly from the age of three, and over the years, despite opposition from my family, my faith became more and more important to me. As a teenager, I was really fortunate to be part of a very vibrant Christian youth club and a welcoming church, where the teaching was good and we were encouraged to talk about our faith and expect great things from God. When I was about 16, I remember our curate asking me to give my testimony at youth club. I was very unwilling to do it, saying how I really didn't feel good enough to share my story. His response was so helpful. In one sense, he said, none of us are good enough, but we are all loved with a love beyond understanding, and in God's eyes, we will always be good enough. It still took a few months for that to drop from my head to my heart, but I remember making a conscious decision to follow Christ a few months later. When I went into the world of work, I found myself often being asked about my faith, and decided to go to theological college in order to try and be more articulate about what I believed, thinking that that might influence people into taking faith seriously. But what I actually learnt at theological college was that we need to talk simply about our faith, that first and foremost it's a relationship, a friendship with Christ. It's about our loving Father and our growing understanding of his purpose for our life. Like many people, my faith has changed over the years. When I was young, everything was very straightforward. As a young Christian growing in faith and understanding, it often felt that God poured blessings on me. He often seemed very close and very real, and life was quite bright and shiny. But as the years have gone on, and life has got more complicated, so my faith has been challenged. Like most people, I've had my questions and my doubts, but what I've found most helpful is being able to talk with other Christians, individuals and in small groups, sometimes very openly about things I find hard to understand. I'd say that whereas once I always wanted certainty, now I'm more happy with mystery. But I really believe what we said in the introductions to this book. A relationship is a developing thing. We need to give time to learning more about this friend Jesus. Later in this session, we'll be reading about Peter the disciple and what he had to say about his friend Jesus. He was fortunate. He spent 3 years in the company of Jesus. He saw the man in action. We, on the other hand, are left with the stories, the gospels, and the teachings. But we can still learn and grow in our knowledge of Jesus. I hope you enjoy your discussion.